It's Coast 93.1. Good morning, Blake and Eva show, 6:39. Here are 11 dating rules that you should follow.
Okay.
Or at least try. Now, when we get to number 11, I have a question about number 11.
Okay.
Number one, date multiple people at once.
You should?
Yeah. It's just, you know, play the field. See what's out there. You don't need to go one at a time. Number two, keep dates short. Don't let a date go on for more than 90 minutes. Can get to know the person on a surface level and feel a spark or don't feel a spark.
What if you're having a really good time?
It says if you keep dates brief, you're less likely to burn out and swear off dating if you have one that's not so great.
Ah, okay.
Well, and that's that whole thing. Don't you always say, you know, leave them wanting more? Mm-hmm. You know, they always say that about, there's nothing like a movie that is a great movie that just goes on too long. Even a great movie can go on too long, you know?
That's a good mantra for me.
Number three, be upfront about wanting a relationship. Yeah, because if you're meeting people and they're looking for something casual and you're not, then that's just not going to work out. Right.
And you're not going to change somebody.
Number four, avoid talking about exes on early dates. That's a good one. Number five, pay more attention to follow through than advanced planning. What does that mean?
Yeah, please explain.
Last minute date, Oh, I see. It's like a last-minute date is fine as long as they're initiating. Some people are not great planners. They may be busy. If they're free and they're thinking of you and they say, hey, let's get a date, you shouldn't think of that as a negative thing.
Okay.
That makes sense. Number six, don't feel obligated to send the thank you text.
Or gift.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Even the gifts, the fruit basket.
Fruit basket.
Even went on a date and sent someone a fruit basket.
To Hawaii, no less.
Was that a first date, too?
Technically, maybe. Yeah, but that was an overnight date.
So you sent him a fruit basket to thank him?
Mm-hmm. He was like anyway, I thought he was a good catch.
Number seven, give them 2 weeks to reach out again. It says
really?
Even after a great date, they may need to figure out how compatible they think you might be. Even if it takes 2 weeks, don't freak out. Number eight, wait at least a few dates to have sex.
Yeah, I think that's good.
And the person writing this says, this is like a relationship expert, says, I'm not anti-first date sex, but I'm also not necessarily for it. As a therapist, I know that it's very important to not only truly know someone's intentions, but whether their actions align with their intentions.
Right.
And it's hard to figure out upon first meeting them, so probably better to wait.
Yeah.
Number nine, don't freak out about who pays. It's 2020. Get over it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Number 10, feel free to do some of the planning yourself.
Right.
It's okay if you initiate, right? And then number 11, this is the one that I want to ask you about. Number 11 on the list of the things the rules you should follow for dating. Mm-hmm. Eat whatever the heck you want. There are people who believe in these rules about going on a date. Order a salad. Never finish your plate. Never take home to-go food. Like, who is it that came up with these rules? And do you follow them? 7-9 Coast. How do you eat differently on a date from how you eat with friends?
Oh, yeah, I'm guilty of that, definitely.
How so?
Because
ravenous, usually.
I know. Well, you don't want to ever come off that way. But for me, it's more of if I know there's going to be a little action, even if it's just kissing or whatever, I'm not eating stinky foods. I'm not eating anything that could give me gas. And I remember being at one of my favorite restaurants where I always order linguine shrimp in the butter sauce with garlic. But I didn't order that because I thought, oh, I'm going to stink. And maybe it's going to upset my stomach. So I got the tuna. Probably stinky still, but.
You got tuna so that you wouldn't smell?
Well, I knew it wouldn't upset my stomach as much as the... Not upset my stomach.
That's like saying, no, I'm going to quit drinking. I only have bourbon now.
Well.
7-9 Coast. How do you eat differently on a date from how you eat just with friends if you're going out?
We always want to appear dainty. Come on.
I know, but you say that like everyone. I don't think that's true. And I think there are a lot of guys who can appreciate a woman who can devour a whole steak.
Yeah, the go-to meal when I was in my 20s and dating, and a lot of my friends too, baked potato and a side salad.
Ugh.
I know.
You go home and you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the other problem with that is you're not putting enough food in your stomach, and then you're having the drinks, and then you're going to end up getting tipsy.
Right.
7-9 Coast, how do you eat differently on a date versus with friends?
Okay.
Kenny says, sometimes I will ask her if I should order something extra for her after she tells me what she wants, because I don't think she's ordering enough.
Not the only one.
There was a restaurant that put out, it was the girlfriend side or something, remember? And it was like, because the woman who you're with is not going to order what she wants, and she's going to end up eating off of your plate.
Oh, right.
So it was like, it came with like double or something.
Yeah,
so
I remember that menu.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a diner or something. Yeah. Because it's so true. It's like, God, don't overthink it. I thought this was interesting. Sarah says, if it's a date and I'm expecting that they'll pay, I always have enough money to cover myself, but if it's a date and I'm expecting they'll pay, I will pick something in a similar price range as what they order. But now that I'm in a long-term relationship, I order whatever I want.
Of course. Right.
That's a good point. Like, if you know the person is going to pay, you know, does that change it? Let's say, like you say, oh, listen, I'm going to pay. This is on me. Get whatever you want. And then if the person starts ordering, like, the most expensive things, I would probably be a little judgy about that.
If they ordered one thing, like if you take me to a really nice seafood restaurant and I get a nice piece of fish.
Yeah, well, that's what you go there for.
Exactly. So I'm not going to, you know, just get the chicken tenders. Right. I'm getting a nice piece of fish.
But if they start like gulping down drinks, yeah, I'll do another round, you know, then it's like.
And doesn't say, let me pay for drinks or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it so funny how much we survey from these little decisions that are made? How much we extract from those little statements.
And do you think that you survey differently when you're just going with a friend versus a potential mate?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also am not. But the friends you already know, and I don't think it's the same thing at all. You know, if you're going to dinner with a friend, then it's kind of like you're probably going to split it anyway.
Right.
Unless you say, no, listen, this is on me, you know, like. Like Derek, my friend, watched the dogs for me last weekend. So I'm going to take him to dinner, you know. So then I'm like, it's on. And if he started ordering like all this other stuff that he wouldn't normally order, because I've gone to dinner with him when we've split it. And if he starts ordering all this other stuff, then I'd be like, wow, are you not eating? You know, do we need to have a conversation about your income or something? You know, no. Versus like if it was, you know, if the friend seemed really self-conscious about it, then that would be weird too, because I'd be like, well, you did me a favor, I'm doing you a favor.
Right.
You know?
Right. If you say you're taking me out, I'm going to order what I want.
Right. But that, right. I don't think it should change. I think you should order what you want either way.
Mm.
And if you have a good friendship, then you know that.
Right. And on the date, I am going to come off as Miss, I can't believe she doesn't hardly eat.
Right. No. Well, and it could
what
be because
is that about it?
I don't know. It's just one of those weird things. But, but it's so fake too, because it's so not you. And if anything,
I am a delicate eater. You didn't even give
compared
that a second.
To what? That well, okay. I could see you ordering a light dinner because you had a dozen donuts on the morning show. No. I really just want a salad.
Right.
Oh, why is that? Well, I had 7 Boston creams. Duncan came by earlier.